You know, I've been fighting Jezebel my whole life. I was raised by them, raised around them. Married into it, in-laws, worked around them. I've been in hospitality most 30 years, so you know I was working around Jezebels, especially housekeeping. There's some good housekeepers, don't get me wrong, I'm not judging anybody, but I just know what I know. I know what I know, and I know what I know. And so, God allowed me to peer into a situation that I'm glad I got out of many years ago, because I saw recently what I would have had to end up with. And what I saw recently is Jezebel does not change 99% of the time. Unless a Jezebel gets born again, she gets worse. Jezebel gets worse. It's kind of scary, to be honest with you. That they can, and they just run rampant. That wine cup, Revelation, she's drunk on the wine. She's drunk on the wine of the blood of the prophets and the saints. They live off of the prophets. They probably have like insurance policies, and they want to kill you to get that money. That's how they survive. Why do you think they want to stress you out? Cause you trouble. There's probably an insurance policy. They forge an insurance policy and try to make it look like you, and they take you out and they split the money, you know, with their new boyfriend or whatever they got. They turn them into like slaves. If you ever escape a Jezebel and she goes and finds somebody else, she'll usually find two or three. She's always got supply, right? If she goes find somebody else, praise God. Hallelujah. She will leave you alone. She's got another one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let her go somewhere else. You know. Because she'll never give you peace. If a woman tries to come in my house and tries to usurp my authority and tell me what to do, it's World War III. We're talking about a world war is getting ready to take off, you know. And Jezebel, she might cause some damage, but she will not usurp me, ever. I've seen it on jobs. That's why I had 120 jobs. I'm not proud of it, but I was trying to find the career that fit my personality, because that I can overcome the Jezebel spirit, because everywhere you go, there's a Jezebel. And if you're really good at something, they need you. You don't need them. They need you. That's why it says in Proverbs to get good at a skill and then build your house. It's really wild to see Jezebel at work, you know. When you can actually see and peer into it and actually see what's going on, it blows your mind. And it's so hard to believe. It's the narcissistic Jezebel psychopath. It's so hard to believe that people are blind to it. But it's when you're younger, you're blind to it. But as you get older, you know that it's a possibility, especially if they're love bombing. Especially if they're love bombing you. They're doing a love bomb, you know. You know something's up with that. If it's a short term, they got to work really fast, right? They know that their character sucks. Like a sister in Christ said to me today in a text, the Jezebel is vile. So the Jezebel knows that her character is vile, and that you, even another Jezebel spirit probably get, some Jezebels, it's so vile, even another Jezebel might walk away. And so, Jezebel will always tell you the future before it happens. She will say, you know, I was talking, we were riding, and they're no longer my friend, or the my family don't talk to me, and nobody talks to me, nobody wants to talk. Yeah, because you're evil. You're an evil witch. And so evil is devil. And so when you really get around to Jezebel, you start to see they have demons, you know. My first wife, her mom said, you need to go to church because you know how you get if you don't go to church. In other words, she gets demonized. Demonized if she didn't go to church. And it had nothing to do with going to church. It had to be to be held accountable by people. She couldn't act up. It all makes sense now. I look back, I was able to peer into it, and I'm like, phew. I thought, I escaped a bullet recently, and I thought, wait a minute. God was showing me that I escaped a bazooka bullet by getting away from the one I married, because that would have been crazy. She'd probably killed me. She was trying to. They always try to kill you. They're trying to stress you out. Stress causes. They hate your peace. They hate your freedom. They hate your truth. They hate the fact that you have friends. They hate the fact that people like you. That's, you know, you're just, and they say, well, what? Because I remember she says, why do people like you? Because I'm just genuine. I'm just me. I'm just myself. I'm kind. I'm not trying to manipulate anybody or try to make them look at me and like me like you are. You're always trying to, you know, Jezebel will get to the point where she has to buy her friends. She has to buy people. It's sad. The older she gets, she has to buy people. I don't want your money. I don't want your time. I don't want your ear. I don't want your voice in my ear gate. I don't want your manipulation. I don't want your gaslighting. I don't want your con games. I don't want none of it. I don't want your future faking, fake promises, because you never follow through with anything. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't ever want to see you again. And even if you got saved, I wouldn't want to be around you, because you have too much baggage. How many men has Jezebel gone through? Do you think, even if she got saved, okay, God can do anything, but even if she got saved, there would be it'd take 10 years, maybe 20, for her to be normal. She'd have to renew her mind for 20 years, and then most people don't do it. Even if Jezebel got saved, you wouldn't even want to be married to her, unless she just really got gloriously saved and she was on fire for souls and she was just thinking about winning souls, and every time she heard the gospel she would cry, and she was serious and she knew how to manage her house and she knew how not to backtalk and all that stuff. You wouldn't want to marry her if she was a Jezebel her whole life, even if she got saved, because most people can't change their character overnight. Like my mom said one time, people don't change. Even if they get saved, most people do not get spirit-filled. They might be saved as by fire, but the spirit-filled walk, they never step into it. I've seen them, even the saved people, they still have the Jezebel spirit, and they don't even know they have it. They're saved as by fire, but they still act like Jezebel because they're so caught up in the culture, the bloodline, or whatever, the churches, the legalism, or whatever. Legalism is the Jezebel spirit. Legalistic preachers, they have the Jezebel spirit. Most people are still in a box, in a cube, in the 666 box. They'll never escape. And even if they get saved, they're still in their box. They're still, you know, got that old Adam. They listen to the old Adam. You know, recently I had somebody just get in my face trying to provoke me, and I stayed calm. She said, why did you stay calm? You're making me look bad. I looked around, I said, making you look bad in front of a who? I'm staying calm to de-escalate you because you're losing your mind. You're about to lose your mind right here in the restaurant. I said, let's go. And then she almost hit me in the car. And I knew as soon as she acted like she's going to hit me, and she called, I looked at her, I was watching her eyes, and she caught herself. I said, this, in my mind, I said, this would be the last time I ever see this woman. And it was. I was kind. You can be to the narcissist Jezebel psychopath, you could be Saint whatever, St. John or St. Michael or whatever, and they would still get mad at you. You could be the perfect man that ever walked the face of the earth, and she would still get mad and project her junk onto you because that Jezebel spirit cannot take responsibility, cannot take rebuke, cannot, and you're just sitting there. You're not even rebuking. You're just sitting there listening and staying calm. And they get mad because they can't destroy your peace. They want to destroy your peace. The demon in them takes over. They've already sold their soul to the devil. They've chased so many, they've had so many men live with them. The bars. They've had so many men, there's demons from those people on them that they can't even, they don't even know that who's talking. You don't even know if you're talking to a demon or a human. That's how bad it is. Like a sister in Christ said today, they're vile. And so if they're that vile, V-I-L-E, you don't know who you're talking to. A demon. And the demon wants to make a copy, wants to make you mad and upset. And the good thing about doing rideshare, I've had people lose their cool, and I had to teach myself to stay calm for 10 years. They're in your car drinking and losing their mind, and you know you got to keep your composure. And you stop. You say, "Do I need to let you get another ride, another Uber ride?" And they say, "Nah, I'll calm down." They fight each other in the back seat. I say, "Do I need to let y'all take another Uber? Because this ain't gonna happen in this car." No, we'll calm down. Pride, Jerry Springer. Jezebel wants to turn you into a Jerry Springer. She's the Jerry Springer, but she wants to turn you into one. And when you don't comply to her wishes, her script, she's trying to create a script to make you look bad so she can tell everybody that you're bad. And you're mean and you're abused. So when she pulls that new guy on the scene that she's going to be sleeping with and moving in with or whatever, she can blame you for being abusive. And then when that guy can't take with her behavior and then she gets abusive, she's put you on the back burner if you're a weak man. So that when he goes crazy, then she can call you back. It ain't going to happen. And she probably has a third one. Most time they have a third one. And you don't take her back, you're done. I tell you, I promise you, I don't need, if a person has a Jezebel spirit, even if there's a woman out there and a man's had a Jezebel spirit, wild, drinking, drugging, bar hopping, and he's got saved, a lot of time they have PTSD. You don't want to marry them. They'll lose their cool, even if they're saved. But I promise you, if the man and the woman both do their proper roles and they're really spirit-filled, they can get along. But anytime you have two creatures in the same house, two clay creatures, there's going to be a little friction there. And both people are going to have to zip the lip and submit sometime. Both people, the man and the woman. But I tell you, it's hard to find a spirit-filled person in your city. That's why the saints are like spread across all over the place, you know. I mean, I know saints in Midwest, the West Side, China, Canada, I used to know one in one of them Philippines, you know, or somewhere over in there. I used to know one that was spirit filled over there a long time ago. There's very few out there. Most people don't know what it means. What's spirit filled mean? You die. You die daily. You zip your lip. When somebody's trying to provoke you at a restaurant, you just sit there and stay calm. And they're losing their cool. Why ain't you losing your cool? Because I got self-control, unlike you, Jezebel. You have no self-control, and I know your game. You're trying to make me look bad in the restaurant. Because I know you got another one lined up. I already see the game. I already called you out on it. I saw your patterns. Every time we start out good, it has to end bad. Start out good, end bad. It's a pattern. The reason you do it is because you got to justify in your mind that, oh, it was something bad, so you can justify going out with the side piece that you're trying to hide, but nothing is hidden. Everything is revealed. People know. People know you're a liar, and your patterns reveal it, and your answers and your words and your half-truths and your gaslighting and your future faking and your excuses and not putting any effort in. Nobody's going to put up with that junk. Nobody with any sense. And then when they finally get an equal, Jezebel just as bad as them, who might even be smarter than them or slicker than them, then they faced off with a narcissistic psychopath that's worse than them, and then they're going to be crying a river. And they don't know how to escape. The very trap that they tried to put you in, they end up in. Because that's how God works. You reap what you sow. The very trap that they tried to put you in and you escaped and you saw through it by the grace of God is the same trap that somebody puts them in because they think they're smart. And then they can't get out. And if it is the true Jezebel spirit, and it usually is in this society, and you abandon ship because that girl, you know, she's getting ready to be judged, and you got to get out of there. And God sends her on a bed of sickness, kills her children, and all kinds of stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if people in my past, if some of them people, some of them Jezebels, their child was dead already. Because I know how bad they were. I know how evil they were. And when you're younger, you don't know the game. But I knew how evil some of them Jezebels were, and I'm surprised that their children are not dead, you know? Some of them. I mean, what I mean is, if I heard through the grapevine ever, which I won't, I know I won't, because it's a different world. I don't even care what they do anymore. When I cut somebody off, I change in 2 months. I'm a new person. I learn the lessons, and I take notes, and I learn from them, and then eventually it fades. I've learned the lesson, told myself the truth for so long that it becomes a part of me. What am I saying? I wouldn't be surprised if some of those Jezebels I knew, some of their children died, because that's Revelation chapter 2. God says He will judge. He will judge Jezebel. Put her on a bed of sickness. If she still don't repent, take her children. Kill her children. For real. This is a real battle, people. This is no joke. This is not a joke out here. God has more mercy than we do. So He gives them a long time to... But then there's this final warning. I really believe this, and I've confirmed it with somebody else, and she knows what she's talking about. And she's told me before, and I believe what she's saying is the truth. She says, sometimes these narcissistic Jezebels, because she had a guy try to get in her world. She says, God will not let you stay around them. And she says, sometimes it's their last warning. Their last warning. When they come around the spirit field, it might be their last warning before the bottom drops out. For real. And the drama and the trouble just keeps going, no matter who they're with, because they got a demon. And anywhere the demon is the Draconian Dracoma drama. I don't know where it started. there's no excuse, because we all had some trauma growing up at some of some kind, but wherever it started in their childhood, they didn't get their heart right. They didn't go into forgiveness, and they went into bitterness and became more evil. When you face off and you know you're face to face with a psychopath, and you decide, hey, I got to get out of here because this is a real psychopath, and you better leave, and you better not look back. And if you do go back, make sure you got all the safeguards in place, because got a backup plan. Make sure you got a backup plan. Make sure you got an Uber app going. Make sure you got a credit card there. Make sure you got a backup plan, because these people are crazy.